Okay, first of all, I want to tell you what a peering agreement is. If I send an email from here to my friends in San Francisco, it passes through the networks of different professional internet providers. And they have an agreement called peering agreement, which regulates that the passing of my data through their networks is for free, or they don't charge each other for passing or letting data pass through their networks that came from other ISPs. About 1.5 years ago, I went to a meeting here in Berlin. It was called Berlon, and people from ConsumNet from London came here to Berlin at the Boot Lab and presented their idea and their practical experiences about WLAN. And just by chance, I dropped into a group of people who were talking about something, which was the Pico peering agreement, as we found out later. Just a second. The Pico peering agreement is an attempt to find a definition for what makes a free network free. It's very much like the idea of the GPL, which has, of course, formed the free software development very much because it's kind of a legal way to describe and save or to secure something that is free to be free. And so we had a lot of discussions, and we were about, like, say, 10 to 12 people in different, different people, basically Thomas, Julian, Armin, James, Adam, and others, and we met a second time in Copenhagen, and we tried to figure out what are the basic topics to define a free network, what makes a free network free, what are important points for that. So we found 4 points to describe what makes a free network free on a kind of a social contract. The first important point is free transit, which means that the owner agrees to provide free transit across their free network. A second very important point is open communication, because you need to know how to connect to a free network resource. That's why the owner agrees to publish the information necessary for peering to take place. A third important point we found was that there's no warranty. You won't be able to give any kind of warranty to what you're offering. So there's no guaranteed level of service. And the fourth point was the terms of use, that the owner is entitled to formulate an acceptable use policy. So these 4 points, the fifth point is, of course, that there might be local amendments, which means that whoever provides his node to a free network might define more points, but they shouldn't be be against the 4 points we already said. And a very important idea about this is ownership, because it means that you, as an owner of a free network resource, use the right that you have because of you own something to declare that you want to offer your own resource under the conditions of the Pico peering agreement. And I really hope that we will make it within the next 1 or 2 years to get this agreement to be something like the GPL. And I would really be happy if more people joined this development, because we think it's really very important. That's it so far.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jürgen.